All residents in Cambridge had the chance to have their thoughts known during a public delegation meeting earlier this week, discussing a few projects that are set to have quite the impact in the coming months. Carol Thorman, who lives in the city, said a proposed 40-story apartment tower, which would be the largest in the city, just doesn't make sense for the community.
It's far too dense for the site. It's far too dense for the geographical location. And that's the problem with one-size-fits-all planning regulations. They don't always fit.
She was one of multiple delegates who spoke against that development, but they weren't alone, as some councillors, including Mike Devine, said it'll just make traffic problems a nightmare.
I don't know how people are going to get around in Preston. I really don't. And I believe before this goes any further, the region and or the city has to do a proper traffic flow study there, because it's going to end up being nothing more than a parking lot.
Of course, some transit-focused changes along Preston's town center were also discussed, with resident Gregory Lang saying that limiting vehicle-focused developments is not for the community, it's just for the Ion.
But it's being sort of forced upon us, and there's no guarantee that Ion 2 will be built. The business case has not been made for it. Right now, on the back of a napkin, there is no business case. There's not even a business case to have a business case done for it.
Changes on Hespeler were also on the docket, but the sheer length of the meeting meant it needed to be pushed back to a separate gathering, with another delegation meeting expected around that issue coming up on Tuesday. I'm Justin Kohler.